Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Movie Fridays on The Takeaway. Today's movie segment is dedicated to all you people out there who, frankly, couldn't care less about the Olympics or the Super Bowl for that matter, but are forced to live in a world where everyone else does. Our theme, sports movies for people who don't like sports. Sports movies that even a nerd could love, maybe. Chris Ryan from RollingStones.com is an expert in the area. Nerd or movie critic, or maybe both. He's seen a lot of movies and a lot of sports movies, and he knows which ones are for sports fans only and which ones you can enjoy even if you really and truly hate the sports but you love film. And why would you hate sports? I guess that's for another segment,
right?
Team sports not so much for me, the individual ones I can get into. But Chris, just to start off, what makes a sports movie palatable for the sports hater? When does the sports not really matter?
I think the rule of thumb that you really have to follow here is the sport going to be central to the movie? Is that going to be the main character? So if your enjoyment of the film winds up hinging on whether or not a team or an athlete wins at the end, then you're probably going to be disappointed. Also, you want to avoid those sports movies that are really overdone with a lot of the rules of the game or the intricacies or details of a certain sport. So say a movie like Hoosiers is probably going to be disappointing because Hoosiers is about basketball.
Right.
Whether
they win or lose.
Exactly.
The end.
And that, you know, the entire film is dedicated to the coaching of basketball, the playing of basketball, what basketball means to a community, et cetera.
You know, that reminds me of Dodgeball. Dodgeball was really about dodgeball. There was a scene where they went through the rules. They explained what happens when you catch a ball, get hit by a ball, that you have to dip, dive, duck, dodge, and dive.
Yes.
You know, that movie was all about dodgeball and nothing else.
Yeah, it's sort of the bizarro version of Hoosiers, I suppose.
Right, very bizarro. I think that movie was about nothing, not even dodgeball. It was just about a cheap laugh. Well, Chris, you and our producer, Kristen Meisner, have made a list of your top 10 movies for people who – sports movies for people who hate sports. Listeners, of course, you all can go on the website at thetakeaway.org and vote for your favorites or nominate your own. I just want to walk through a couple of these with you. Chris, your first pick was Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
Chaz Michael Michaels, an ice-devouring sex tornado, spawned in the hellfires of Motown.
Troubled childhood? If you call being a 9-year-old kid with a 35-year-old girlfriend troubled.
Blades of Glory?
Yeah, well, Blades of Glory, I think this is for all our newfound Evan Lysacek fans out there. It's a great lampoon of our obsession with biographies. Or when you're watching the Olympics these days, I'm sure everybody's got their story they have to tell. Well, the stories in Blades of Glory are absolutely ridiculous. It's about the first male-male figure skating duo. It's played by Will Ferrell and John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite. It's got incredible villains played by Will Arnett and Amy Poehler, and it's just a great satire of the campy world of figure skating as well as sort of macho homophobia.
And in a way, it was sort of the dodgeball of the figure skating world. I know I'm obsessing over dodgeball, but let me have a moment of honesty. I love that movie. All right, here's another clip from your list, Chris.
Hell, I don't want to go to college, Dad. To hell with them.
What, are you afraid?
Yeah. A little bit.
What are we listening to there?
Well, that's Breaking Away. It's a 70s coming-of-age film starring Dennis Quaid and Dennis Christopher.
Around cycling.
Yes, and it's sort of like a Bruce Springsteen song come to life if you replace 67 Chevys with Italian bicycles. It's about a bunch of kids living in Bloomington who are trying to get out of their hometown while still sort of embracing the qualities that make it great.
So you've described that a sports movie for a non-sports lover shouldn't be directly about the sports. It should be incidental.
Like, right.
It could take place in an office, for
instance. Sure, exactly. I think that that's a great movie in any case. I mean, you want to have a film where you can transpose the plot into any kind of setting, but you'd still have the same sort of qualities for the story. So if you took an office or a workplace comedy, but you could also transpose it into sports, you could transpose it into whatever, it would still succeed.
Let me toss a couple of these at you.
Sure.
From the world of baseball, for instance, you tell me if you think these sports movies fit into your template for good sports movies for non-sports lovers. So a movie like Bull Durham strikes me that it's about romance. It's a little bit about baseball, but not so much.
Well, yeah, in Bull Durham, I think the baseball is more of a metaphor, whereas, you know, something like The Natural, I think even though that's also a metaphorical
Robert
film,
Redford.
Too, that's very much about whether or not he succeeds as a baseball player. Bull Durham's about whether or not they succeed as a couple.
Right, Bull Durham is Kevin Costner. And Kevin Costner also in Field of Dreams.
Yes. which is another film where I think that you don't have to love baseball to love that movie. It's about loving something so much that you can't give it. It's about faith and hope and loving something so much that you can't give up a dream.
I'm a hockey fan and a former resident of Montreal, Canada, so I have to ask about a favorite of college kids from all across Canada, Slapshot, starring Paul Newman. It's a pretty hockey-heavy movie, but a big comedy. Can you love Slapshot if you don't love hockey?
I'd say you could love Slapshot if you love profanity. It's maybe one of the funniest movies ever made, and it's also one of the most profane movies ever made.
Let us not forget about the Hansen brothers,
no,
right?
Of course, yeah.
Putting on the foil to start a fight. That's Slapshot with Paul Newman. Chris Ryan is a freelance writer. He writes for Spin and for RollingStone.com, joining us in the studio to talk about sports movies that even you sports haters can love during the Olympics and in the aftermath of the Super Bowl.
Okay, so Chris, we have this trivia question for you. You know, sports stars often make appearances in movies, and so we're asking you, in which movies did the following athletes appear? Number one, Lance Armstrong.
I am wrong, but I am going to say there's something about Mary.
You are wrong. It's actually the movie that Todd loves. It's Dodgeball.
Okay.
Aren't you Peter LaFleur?
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, that's me. No, but I'm a big fan of yours.
Really?
Yeah, I've been watching the Dodgeball tournament on the Ocho.
That was Brett Favre who was in something about
Mary. That's right. Yeah.
Anna Kournikova.
I have no idea.
She was actually the motel manager in Me, Myself, and Irene. And the last one for you, Mike Tyson.
That would be The Hangover.
Mike Tyson? This is my favorite part coming up right now. I can feel it coming in.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.